From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Las Vegas isn't known for understatement. That extends from the casinos to the neon to the entertainment. The city's home to some of the most extravagant theater productions anywhere, combining computers, robotics, and hydraulics to create spectacular special effects. That kind of glitz doesn't come without effort. In fact, there's a whole field devoted to blending science and theater. It's called entertainment engineering. And in Las Vegas, there's a new university program aimed at teaching people how to practice it. From member station KNPR in Las Vegas, Kai Plascon reports.
With roller coasters screaming around luxury hotels, the Las Vegas Strip may be the ultimate example of how far engineering and entertainment has progressed. At the entrance to the Treasure Island Hotel Casino, full-size galleons engage in battle.
Pass this on to His Royal Highness!
Inside Caesar's Palace, mechanical gods rise out of a fake volcano to challenge each other over the fate of Atlantis.
The race for Atlantis.
And in front of the Bellagio, computerized fountains blast to operatic music. Inside the Bellagio, engineering reaches new heights in entertainment producer Cirque du Soleil's latest Vegas production, Oh. Before the show begins, it rains from the ceiling, drenching two clowns wandering the aisles. A giant red curtain hangs quietly in front of the stage. As show production manager Tony Ricotta describes, the curtain is suddenly drawn.
It looks like you're being pulled down a drain, red swirling, and the next thing you know, you're magically transported someplace else.
The stage is revealed, 1.5 million gallons of water, through which rise and fall giant computer-controlled platforms on hydraulic lifts as actors, synchronized swimmers, and scuba divers catapult in and out of the water. Outside, theatergoers say it's, well, spectacular.
I can't imagine how they began to do it. I mean, just trying to introduce actors onto a stage which is below the water, just incredible.
It's probably the best show I've ever seen. It's amazing.
According to longtime Vegas show critic Mike Weatherford, O remains the ultimate example of engineering meets entertainment. He's seen shows up and down the strip come to rely on engineering marvels. To stay on that cutting edge, Las Vegas needs professional help. Help that the local university is eager to give. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, has long catered to the needs of Sin City industry. It started primarily as a hotel college, and these days it's developing a new school of entertainment engineering and technology. Program designers like theater professor Brackley Frayer believe it's the only one in the nation to attempt to merge the creative and the technical in a formal program.
Basically wanting to marry the engineering and the theater, the arts and the engineers together, to really come up with a Cirque du Soleil kind of show.
Right now it's just one course, but eventually the university's plan is to create a multidisciplinary school to train a new generation of theatrical engineers and develop partnerships with local entertainment venues.
Okay, our goal is to create a theatrical production of...
Artists come up with show ideas and sit down with engineers to hammer out the technicalities of lights, computers, materials, finances, and costumes. On the last day of class, the teams, all named after nearby casinos, present the projects. This is the Mirage Group.
It is early morning in the fantasy village of Storyville. The villagers are just beginning to stir. Stirring villagers. And going about their daily activities of working, playing, and of course telling stories.
While professors evaluate the performances, this group of six students act out the story of the lion and the unicorn with finger puppets on a fake wood table in a concrete classroom.
Suddenly, the baker runs out of his shop and activates the bread cannon. Different types of bread flow over the audience and hit the lion and the unicorn, driving them out of the town.
The group's engineer, Masood Feghi, a PhD candidate at UNLV, is smiling wide, crouched behind a podium, tossing bread at the puppets to mimic the cannon he dreamed up. He started his career in Iran, aspiring to calculate the capacity of cement silos, and says deducing the specifics of entertainment contraptions like bread cannons is difficult.
I was telling my instructor, last night I would rather have a 300 pages book to study rather than working that bread cannon project, because there's no book, there's no reference, there's nothing. You got to just think about it and you got to make it, and people are going to laugh at it.
Theater producers have long faced that problem. You can design almost anything, but will it work? Production manager Ricotta explains the arduous process of testing and rebuilding that swirling curtain at Cirque du Soleil's O.
One of the original jokes of O was that we tore so many opening curtains that I had suggested that we just set a cannon up on the stage and fire the money at the audience, as it would have been cheaper.
UNLV is hoping its new school may help productions avoid some of those upfront costs. Still, engineering entertainment is immensely expensive, $60 million for the total production of O. According to Kurt Ruling of a New York entertainment engineering trade group, the market for this kind of live show is by no means limited to Las Vegas.
There are big shows being done just about in every major capital of the world. Some of the technology also gets used in things like fashion shows and rock concerts. It's also used in industrials. Those are some big, amazing shows.
Back in the UNLV classroom, Keith Stickley, a theater major and a touring magician, is trying to figure out how to make his own show a little bit bigger. He has a new appreciation for what live theater can offer an audience, even audiences spoiled by TV and movie effects.
These people are seeing this thing live with their own eyes. It's a completely different experience. They feel the heat, they see things, they smell things. All of their senses get involved. Live, any number of things could happen.
Stickley has long fantasized about a live magician's feat, escaping from a burning straitjacket while upside down. He thinks he can make it happen now with the help of the technical knowledge he's gained in the course. While the university is building its program, Cirque du Soleil is constructing a new theater for their latest show, Zumanity, at the New York Hotel Casino. They say it'll reinvent cabaret theater with the help of the most advanced computer engineering on the strip. It'll cost $45 million. UNLV wants to invest even more than that on its entertainment engineering program. Both are gambling that America's appetite for highly engineered live entertainment is insatiable. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plaskon in Las Vegas.